I'm Andrea, founder of a boutique handbag brand, Andy, and this is why I switched to Shopify. I tried three other platforms prior to Shopify, and I remember my breaking point was when I would try to make one little change and my entire site would go down. Shopify made it really easy for me to shift everything over and hit the ground running. I was able to migrate my products and all of my customer information over.
Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Go to shopify.com/listen to take your business to the next level today.
Fellow auto detailers, welcome to the show that features interviews with today's most successful auto detailers. This is the Auto Detailing Podcast. Here's your host, Jimbo Balaam.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to episode 352 of the Auto Detailing Podcast. This is Jimbo, your host, and I've actually been listening to a bunch of podcasts lately that have extremely long intros, and I know I've been a victim of doing that in the past, so I'm going to try not to do that here. So this episode is brought to you by autofiber.com. Of course, you could save a ton of money on microfiber quality microfiber towels if you head on over to autofiber.com and use promo code Jimbo. This week's episode is a lesson in one of the training modules in the Detailer Inner Circle. And as you can tell by the title, it's, you know, what equipment do you need to start your detailing business? And so I go through kind of the equipment goals, the necessities, all that stuff. But what I wanted to do, and the reason why I wanted to play this excerpt, is it's lesson number six of like a 14 module course that is just one aspect, one training course of the entire Detailer Inner Circle. But I'm just so passionate about the Detailer Inner Circle. I think it helps so many people and can help so many people. So as much information and as much insight, as much behind the scenes stuff as I can give to people, I feel like it's much more, it's so much more valuable and kind of gives you a little taste of what it's like on top of the two additional podcasts I do per month, on top of the text messaging, the lead generation, the website, on top of everything. So I wanted to drop this one. That's why you'll hear it say, you know, lesson number six, because it's lesson number six in a training course that is called How to Start and Grow a Profitable Detailing Business. So hopefully that makes more sense. If you're interested in checking out the Detailer Inner Circle, if this episode kind of piques your interest, you can find out even more information at detailerinnercircle.com. And I'm also super happy to announce, finally, on top of everything else with the Detailer Inner Circle, we finally have a product sponsor for the Detailer Inner Circle. So for those of you in the Detailer Inner Circle or thinking about joining the Detailer Inner Circle, I teamed up with a product manufacturer and they're offering product at a discount as well as free shipping and some other goodies if you're a part of the Detailer Inner Circle, which you get all that info after you join. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode of the Auto Detailing Podcast. Trying to switch it up, keep things fresh on the podcast. And of course, I have a few interviews lined up for the next few weeks. So anyway, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Tried to keep this intro as short as possible and let's get right into it. Here we go. Welcome to lesson number six of how to start and grow a detailing business. Now, in order to be profitable and to actually have a business, you're going to have some equipment, right? So let's get right into, of course, another quote. Quotes are my favorite. And as we talked about in a previous lesson, you are going to want to continue your education. And quotes are really fun way to continue your education. So Steve Martin said this one. Said, first a doctor told me the good news. I was going to have a disease named after me. Now, what the heck does that kind of quote have to do with detailing and then detailing equipment? Well, buying equipment can become a disease. I mean, let's face it. You don't need that much equipment to start making money as a detailing business. And that is the blessing and the curse of this business, but also your advantage, especially if you're cash flow strapped. So, but it does quickly become a disease and you kind of feel like you have to have all the latest and greatest equipment to really be a profitable detailer, to be a quote unquote professional detailer, to be a quote unquote expert detailer. So it our OCD takes over, which OCD would be a disease, I guess, or a condition, whatever. And it becomes a disease. To go back, the good news is that you're going to have a disease named after you. I'm not sure. I think that quote's a little far-fetched. Anywho, this is also the section where you can completely blow your budget. So obviously, budget's important to most people. And if you blow your budget, you will continually put yourself in a cash flow crunch if you're not smart. And again, that $400 polisher, or, you know, that polisher could be in quotes because insert any equipment here, steamer, extractor, new compound, whatever. It's great. But if you don't have if you have last year's model that works fine and you're having trouble paying your rent, you probably shouldn't spend the money on something that you already have. There will be tools that cost $400 that will end up saving you time, labor, energy, or all the above. But assess each big purchase and then make your decision to buy or not to buy. And as we talked about in the previous lesson, which was fixed or mobile location, and again, as these in conjunction with that previous lesson, in conjunction with all these lessons building upon each other, the benefit to that is that these decisions become easier and easier to make as you work through these modules, these lessons, whatever you want to call them. It becomes easier to make these decisions based on the decisions that you've made in the past. Okay, so you have your Evernote all opened. You've made a full list of the your expenses that you're going to have. And part of those startup expenses are your equipment goals. So I call these the equipment goals. And it's great to have the equipment that you need to have and then the equipment that you want to have. So let's get into it. By the way, going back to this one, you may be able to have enough cash flow to buy a brand new polisher every month. I'm not saying that a $400 polisher is a bad thing. It's just if you don't need it, don't get it. So, pro tip, product manufacturers are businesses, and some have marketing geniuses behind them whose sole job is to separate you from your hard-earned money. Okay? So, product companies, their purpose, their business model is to sell more product. Fair, right? And then they hire marketing geniuses. Hopefully, I'm slowly becoming one of those. Their sole job is to make it seem like you need this year's model, even though you have last year's model tool that works perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with this model. I just want you to be aware of this model. So, don't think that having this year's model extractor is going to make you a better detailer than you were last year, because honestly, you're probably a better detailer this year than you were last year because you're continuing your education in the latest techniques. So, and you can follow along my YouTube channel, and I will continue to show you latest and greatest techniques. But there's also a handful of detailers out there putting out quality content that you should always be following as well. Here's the tip. I always try to buy my products local. So I have a local distributor that their branding isn't great, their marketing sucks, but their products are great. And for that reason, their products are really, really affordable. So again, running a profitable business has to do with watching how much you're spending. But when I can't find a product locally, I utilize Amazon.com. Guys, free shipping and ultra cheap shipping when I need stuff same day or next day is significantly better than some of these bigger detail online retailers that are selling detailing equipment. For example, I wanted to get a bottle of this specific product. I don't remember what product it was. I was going to get it shipped across the country. It was going to cost me $30 and take a week and a half. Okay, that to me is unacceptable. Okay, so I went on Amazon.com. They didn't have the product either. So then I started searching it locally. I found the product that was similar locally and got it shipped out to me within 2 days for $7. That is significant. But eventually, I think all the product is going to be on Amazon. And so we can utilize that to our full advantage. a current list of all the products that I've personally tried and use and love. So essentially, the essentials and maybe some equipment goals can be found at autodetailingpodcast.com/resources. I really want you guys to use that resource, that page as a resource to quality products that I've actually used and tested. But let's get into the nitty-gritty of the essentials. So the essential equipment that you will need to run and grow your profitable detailing business. A high-speed polisher. This is something that you really don't need off the bat, but if you're going to be getting into stuff like scratch removal, like spot scratch removal, you're going to be sanding a lot. You're going to want a high-speed polisher relatively quickly. I didn't start out with a high-speed polisher. I didn't have any buffers when I got started. Not until the first 6 months did I actually have any machines. So it can be done. The story about high-speed buffing, DAs are becoming like the norm and are the norm. But one mistake that I'm noticing is that guys are taking way longer to do stuff because they're afraid to use a high-speed buffer. So they only want to use a DA, but stuff is taking them like triple the amount of time to do it. So whereas they should just hit the paint with like a rotary and then a DA, they're using a DA all the time and it's taking forever. I saw this at SEMA. This guy was polishing out a panel and it was just taking him forever because he was only using a DA. And I remember sitting there thinking, man, if you would just step up and use a rotary first with a wool pad and then switch to your DA, you'd be like under half the amount of time that you spent. Dual action polisher, most common, hottest thing since sliced bread and detailing. You're probably going to have one of these right off the bat. A steamer. Ever since I got my VX5000, which is a steamer, it's completely changed the way I do interiors. And I would highly, 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 highly suggest starting with a steamer. You can find one for under $200. You don't need to spend $1,000 on the VX5000. But it really helps with all the nooks and crannies. Again, has completely changed the way I do interiors. This may even be more important than starting with a polisher. Honestly, even more important. And again, you can get a decent one for under $200 if you go to autodetailingpodcast.com/resources. I got one on there. I think it's under $200 depending on when you're watching this recording. Another important or more of the essentials, you're going to have a vacuum. Shop vac is a very inexpensive one. And you could find all the links to this stuff at autodetailingpodcast.com/resources. You're not going to be able to click these links here, obviously, in this recording, but just know that if you go over to autodetailingpodcast.com/resources, that all these items will be there with direct links to purchase them. And those are affiliate links. They're going to all redirect you to Amazon. So I get a small commish off each one of those links. So I appreciate that. Shop vac, you're looking about $100. Easy. A clay towel. I prefer the clay towel and the clay disc, and I have a whole video over on my YouTube channel about why. So that'll be completely free to you. You can just go to youtube.com/jbalam, and you will see my super popular video on the difference between a clay towel and a clay bar. So I encourage you to check that out. APC would be an all-purpose cleaner. A good leather conditioner, a good carpet cleaner would be another essential, but you could also use your APC as the carpet cleaner. Magic erasers. I know those are taboo to a lot of people, but they come in handy a lot of times for the interior and exterior of the car. So I use them a lot on door panels, plastic door panels. They work really well. You can use them on leather seats, but you want to be extremely careful. And I, off the record, I don't recommend you do them on leather seats, but it can be effective. Brushes, I spelled that wrong right there. Brushes, you're going to need a multitude of brushes. Dressings, interior dressings, exterior dressings. Again, a full list can be found at autodetailingpodcast.com/resources. Obviously, number one on your list should be microfiber towels. You're going to need a lot of them and all the time. This Petstone or the plastic dog hair removal brush is amazing. And you're definitely going to want one of those in your arsenal for those situations that you come across heavy dog hair. A compound and a polish. You're going to want one of each. There's popular ones like Meguiar's 105, 205. Those would be two separate, one compound, one polish. I prefer Meguiar's M100. And one that I'm completely in love with right now is Scholl's Concepts. Their S20 is their all-in-one. Ugh, it has made me a better detailer. It really has. You can get so the goal of mine is to reduce my detailing business down to as few chemicals as possible that I travel with me. So as few products as I can have in my rig, the better. Because it just eliminates the hassle. So I was using traditional compounds and polishes, but they were becoming less consistent for me, and it was really driving me nuts. So I decided that I was going to go on a search for one compound that I can use different pads with, different machines with, but I would get a more consistent result time and time again. So I've been on this Scholl's kick. I would highly suggest it to you. Also, HD Speed. So honestly, between Scholl's and HD Speed, you're going to have everything you need in a compound and a polish. Sealants, spray waxes, and inspection lights. I have multiple podcast episodes and YouTube videos on all of these sealants, spray waxes, and inspection lights that I'm sure if you're watching this course or buying this lesson, you've seen those episodes. What you can do is just research either one of these sealant, spray wax, or inspection light on autodetailingpodcast.com. And I go way more in depth. I have probably a few hours of content on each one of these subjects. So there's no need for me to really go in depth on this one, but you definitely want to have sealant, spray waxes, and polished compounds, all these stuff listed. This is your essential list. Car wash shampoo or a rinseless wash. Guys, eco-friendly detailing is really becoming a thing, and thanks to the government and state and federal regulations, that's forced us to utilize these methods. And thanks to product companies that have gotten better with technology, you can actually be more efficient with a rinseless or an eco-friendly method of detailing than you can with traditional methods. So with that being said, I would encourage everyone to look at more eco-friendly detailing methods. Even if you're not into being eco-friendly, it can make you more efficient. An adhesive remover is going to be a must-have. I can't tell you how many times the customers ask me to, remove sticker residue off the front dash or whatever. Masking tape. There's going to be a lot of times that you want to mask off emblems or badges or plastic parts of the car. You're going to want to do that. Wool pads and foam pads for paint correction, scratch removal, all that. A bucket system. So you're probably going to want to have a bucket, obviously, for your wash media or whatever, your rinseless wash, a bucket to have your stuff in. And you're probably also going to want to have a pad washer bucket system for when you're buffing out a car. Extension cords. I recommend probably at least 100 feet in extension cords. An ozone machine, good for removing odors. I get a lot of questions about this, especially if you're going to help dealers, auction cars, body shops, mechanics, municipalities. This tool alone can open you up to new possibilities within detailing, and it can really be a catalyst to get you into a new client. So, because this is a trick that I would say 80% of detailers don't even know about, that you can remove smoke odor, barf smell, And it's kind of these fringe services that you can really offer that are actually really profitable. So, an ozone machine, I can't tell you, they're about $300, but I charge 75 to 100 per job. So they don't come around often, but if you get that call for, mechanic has a person that brought their car in that, someone barfed in last night, boom, that's an easy $150-$200 for you. And that's not including cleaning up chunks. One thing that I've been seeing floating around Facebook, someone smoked weed in their boss's car while their boss was gone, which is a freaking horrible idea, by the way. But guess how much that person is going to be willing to pay to have you remove that smoke odor in their boss's car before their boss comes back from vacation? A lot of money, because their job's on the line and they made a big time mistake. So an ozone machine is, you know, I would maybe call it an essential. Here I have it, something to add on later, but hey, an extractor is also something that you can add on later. I haven't used one in years because of my steam machine, but there's still a place for them in certain situations. An air compressor may be something you want to add on later. Again, not a necessity. And obviously one thing I don't have listed, but a generator would be something that I would actually add to that list as well. So feel free to rewind and go back through this list. This is the list of the bare bones essentials that you're going to have to be a profitable detailing business. And remember, sometimes it can turn into a disease. So just make sure and be vigilant that it doesn't become a debilitating disease and you don't become unprofitable because you're worried about getting the latest and greatest tools.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.